have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Took me a while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this phase, accepting all my flaws, embracing authenticity. 'Cause there's nobody quite like me. Oh, I like being me. Who I'm created to be. Original, not
today. Listen, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, we want to welcome you. Please, by all means, grab a pen, paper, be ready to shout, sing whatever the Lord would lay on your heart as you are worshiping with us on today. We love the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for listening in. Listen, I'd like to send a shout out to our CEO and founder and visionary of Elation Radio and Magazine, Kimby Kim. God bless you. God bless you on today and our Elation family and to you, the listeners. Now, again, if this is your first time listening in, I'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. I want us to go before the Lord to ask him to come in and have his holy will and way on today. We honor you again for coming. I honor my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., and our very special guest, Apostle Robert Flowers. Would you join me at the throne of grace? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask, oh God, that you come into this podcast. Have your divine will and way. Show up and show out. Do what only you can do. You are Lord of lords and King of kings. We honor you, we bless you, and we give you all the glory. Have your divine will and way. We will thank you and praise you forevermore. You alone are worthy of all of the praise. We thank you, God, for another day. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Meet the needs of every listener listening in. Hear our cries, O God. We're calling on you and trusting in you that all things will work out for our good. And we say thank you. Forgive us all of our sins and give us the heart to forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, thank you again for listening in, and we want to jump right into our lesson for today. Our lesson of today is willing and worth it. Our lesson again and exhortation is willing and worth it. What does that mean? It is willing. It is with a willing heart that we serve the Lord. We shouldn't want to serve him where we say, oh, I guess I'll do it. Oh, you know, if he let me know, or the things that we give. I want to share with you from the Bible today in Isaiah 6. We're going to talk about how important to be willing is and why it's worth it. We're looking at Isaiah, the 6th chapter, beginning at the first verse. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. One cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is for me, For I am undone because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the city be wasted without inhabitants, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord hath removed men far away. There be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tent, and it shall return and shall be eaten as a tilled tree and as an oak, whose substance in them when they cast their leaves. So the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. I want us to travel, if we can, to understand that God is looking for a willing vessel. What I loved about this passage is Isaiah the prophet knew he had unclean lips. He had an unclean persona with the Lord. He knew he needed something more than what he personally was going through. Why is that important to you and I on today? Because there are times as believers, we come before the Lord, and we must always ask the Lord to heal us and to forgive us of our sins. Why? Because we are unclean. And to be in his presence, we want him to love us. But I love the fact that his blood cleanses us and washes us white as snow. I love that he hears us and he answers. I love that he took the time to make sure Isaiah knew that although he confessed he was unclean, that the seraphims, this is why I say, you need to know who your angels are, what they're assigned to you to do, how they need to move on your behalf. Immediately, if you notice, when Isaiah said, I am unclean and my lips are unclean, the Bible records and says that the seraphims had six wings, and two of those wings covered him, and two more covered his feet, and two more, listen, the word is real, that God wants to do something in your life. And a lot of times, we don't understand it is for this part that is the greatest. That part is us being in the place of being willing. If we're going to serve our God, the Lord God, the one we call Abba Father, our elder brother is Jesus, we must be in a place of willingness. We must be able to let go that which binds us to this world. We must be able to stand firm, knowing that our guide is the Word of God, and live in such a way that he's able to mold us, able to break us, able to fill us, able to give us whatever it is that we need. It is vitally important to be willing, to have a willing heart. A yes, Lord. I thank you, Father, for giving us a yes, Lord spirit. Listen, before Isaiah had gone through that, he had to have a place where he wanted to be healed, where he wanted to be filled, where he wanted God to give him what he needed. Are you living in a state that you are in a place that you want God to heal you? Notice how he said he wanted them to understand that they had eyes, but they couldn't see. So our physical, natural eyes cannot see spiritually what God is saying. We have to be engrossed in this word enough to know that he will hear and he will answer and he will speak to us in such a way through his word that we can understand. That we can understand. In Isaiah 1:19, it says this: if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. 20. But if ye rebel, let me go back, if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Listen, we have choices on today to be willing to give our hearts, our minds, our spirits to the Lord, or to rebel. May I say this to you? It is an honor and a privilege to serve him. It is even a greater honor and privilege to be yielded to him. Because with a yielded spirit, he can do so much. Are you willing on today? Because if you are, I can guarantee you it's worth it. It's worth it to have a God to hear and answer your prayers. It's worth it to have a God to love you until eternity. If you don't know him today in the pardon of your sins, and you feel like Isaiah, and you said, listen, I'm unclean, I have good news for you. He's still healing, he's still saving, and you already have angels that are assigned to you. The choice is yours to receive him. It is my prayer that you will allow him to come into your heart and to do what he is willing for you to do. Are you willing on today? Are you willing? It doesn't have to be just a yes because you're saved. It could be, yes, Lord, I need to fulfill what you've already given me to do because it's your way. It can be, Lord, you know what? I need to do better in this area. Lord, you know what? I can stand to be corrected in this area. Whatever it is, he's able to fulfill your need. I pray that this week's exhortation has blessed you, has strengthened you, has given you so much more than you can imagine, that you will take the word to heart, not just hear us talk about it, but take it to heart, that he may be able to bless you. Because if you're willing, it is worth it. I pray that the Lord will bless you on this week, that he will give you peace and strength, that he will give your heart its desires that are seated in him. Not just what you want, but that he is able to receive out of this alignment, covenant that you have with him, that your life may be filled with joy unspeakable. May God bless you on this week, and please take to heart Isaiah 6, the whole entire chapter, and Isaiah 1, 19, and 20. Well, listen, thank you for joining me and for studying along and for praying along and being with us on today. We have a very special guest with us who is doing an amazing work in the Lord. He is an apostle. I call him a kingdom strategist. He is married. He's a wonderful husband and father, and also he is an author. I'd like to present to some and introduce to others, none other than our special guest on today, Apostle Robert Flowers. God bless you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much, Pastor Michelle, first of all, for the word that you released today. That was a powerful word, amen. And I just
praise
want to thank
God.
You for offering me to be able to come in on your platform with you tonight and just share about some of the things we have going on. But I was so stirred and touched by the word that you released tonight, because I just felt
praise
like
God.
That it really spoke to the events that we're talking about tonight. So I'm just really appreciative of that, to be able to share that and tell your husband that we said hello and we love him as well.
Amen.
And tonight I just wanted to share with you guys about the Apostolic Council. And just coming out of Isaiah 6 and being willing and ready, like Pastor Michelle said, that's what the Apostolic Council was built for, out of the heart of God. It's just a fast-track school, which is about 17 or 18 weeks, for people who are willing and ready, for people who recognize that I need some areas that I need to grow in. I have some areas I'm stuck in. There's some more knowledge that I need to gain. And we put this program together just for you. It's three phases. So it doesn't matter if you haven't met Christ, like she just said. It's a beautiful thing to meet him now and get started on this wonderful journey. And so we deal with three phases of just knowing him in prayer. God still speaks, inner healing, identity, breaking generational curses and worship. That's the first phase, starting from scratch. And we have the second and third phase, which gets a little more entailed. But the purpose of it is to equip the body of Christ to be the leaders in the marketplace that God has called them to be, and also the leaders in the church that are hungry and that wants to go further in their knowledge and in their giftings and just obedience to God in what he's telling them to do. And I'm just really excited about that word, because many of us are like Isaiah. We see things and we're being honest with God. And we're saying, God, but nevertheless, send me. And God said, listen, I created a program that you can be a part of that will equip you to help you do what God has created you to do and purpose for you to do. So I wanted to share that with you tonight. Amen. And that, and you can look at the website on www.apostoliccouncilstl.com. We have three other people besides myself, Apostle Barbara McClain. We have Apostle Brian Pewitt, my wife, Prophetess Marletta, and myself on there. And we deal with a lot of just basic foundational things, yet revelational, and that'll make an impact and be effective in your life. I just want to invite you to go on that website. Join us on the 26th of this month. We'll be sharing about stability as you're moving forward. We're in times that seems unstable, but in the kingdom, everything is stable.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And what an honor and a privilege it is to serve, especially under the apostolic. Can you explain the importance of what it means to be apostolic? A lot of people may hear it, they may not, but may not understand it. So can you give some light and shed some light on what it means to be apostolic?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Pastor. You know, when God brought the name Apostolic Council, he wanted to bring a group of people that have an apostolic, they're an apostolic gift in the body of Christ. One thing the function of the apostolic gift does, it brings a stability in your soul. It builds a stability in your soul where when you deal with crises, when you deal with storms, it releases a stability that you're able to walk through those crises, walk through those storms, and come out on the other side. It's an administrative gift. It receives from heaven, and it administrates in God's people in the natural, and it helps unlock the potential that's in God's people so they can be who God called them to be and fulfill all that God has placed within them. And that's the importance of having that apostolic gift, because it deals with foundational things, and it just helps move you forward. It gets you unstuck. And so I like to see it like the eagles or the prophets, and they see storms coming and earthquakes and tsunamis, and they're able to fly over it. But the apostolic is like the lion on the terrain. He has to go right through it, or she has to go right through it. So when that gifting is in your life, it brings something that the other giftings does not bring. But all of them are just as important and just as needed.
Amen. I understand there is also another event coming up in December. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yes, this is a free event called the Builders Conference, and it's a group of us, apostles and prophets and pastors, just moving what we believe in the timing and the seasons of God according to the Hebraic calendar. And we're in a time of God wants to build, and God is building his people and his church for the future. And so what we've come together and done is put a free event together just to be a blessing and release impartation and revelation, but practical information to help the body of Christ see what God is doing. And so we just believe we're hearing from heaven and getting blueprints from heaven, and we're just releasing them to the people. And so they can apply it how it fits in their life, and they're able to understand what God wants to build and how he wants to build and who he wants them to build with. And so that's so important in this hour.
Amen. And I agree with you, because the body of Christ is a whole body, and we need each other. And in order to build the kingdom of God, we have to come together and work together. This conference, I believe, is going to give sight and insight, just as the other event that you are doing, that people may understand, if they are willing, God is able to fulfill what they need and the positioning that they have in the body of Christ. Now, before I let you go, I would love for you to share. I know that you are an author and that you have some books that you have also written. Can you share some information with us on those books?
Yes, I sure can. Thank you so much, Pastor. I've written a book called Restoring Hope. I wrote that book because I went through so many hopeless situations, and God just had me write a 30-day journal on different types of hope, patient hope, strong hope, and just so different types of hope. So that's a book on restoring hope. I wrote a book on restoring your identity, and the subtitle is Fatherhood, and it's about an encounter I had with the Father and how he healed me from deep things that I didn't know I was still dealing with, even though I was ministering and preaching. And so I've written another book called The Third Day, and The Third Day is basically about where we've been, where we're at, and where God has taken us to, because we're now in the third and final reformation and awakening. So we're in a move of God that's about to hit the earth, that we're going to see the greatest harvest ever, and we need to be prepared. We need to be what Pastor said, like Isaiah. Glory to God. Send me, God. We need to be ready and willing.
Yes.
And we need to do whatever it takes to get there. And so I've written that book, and I've written a couple of evangelism manuals and a couple of other books.
I do want to say this, that I am so grateful and honored to have met you through the love in the heart of our brother who is now in heaven, our brother Brian Jones. And I tell you, Reverend Minister Brian Jones, that man of God was a very beautiful influence in my husband and my life. And I remember how he honored you all. And, of course, the apostles, chief apostles, Diane and her husband. I'm sorry, what is his name? I can't read it right here.
Enos.
Okay. And Chamberlain. And he loved you all. And what I loved about the gifts of the body of Christ when they come together, it is as if everything molds and melts together. And that's what God is looking for in these last days. And I thank you for sharing your gifts, your wisdom, your knowledge with us on today. I'd like to go back and remind you, listening audience, that the event on November 26th, as well as the event that is going to take place on December 3rd and December 4th, will both be available on Zoom. So those informations are on our Facebook page. You can also find that information. Pastor Apostle Robert, can you please give them the information again of how they can locate these, both of these events, also your books, that they may get in contact with you?
Yes, you can go on Center of Hope on Facebook, or you can go on www.centerofhopenetwork.org. That's our website. And you can also look for my books. I have a website on Facebook also that you can look for my books on. And I'm looking myself. Sometimes I don't remember. My wife helps me a lot.
Yes.
But it's Arthur Robert Flowers. On Facebook, you can look at my books, and they can be bought on Amazon or personally from us.
Amen. Amen. And please give our love to your beautiful wife, Prophetess Marletta Flowers. We appreciate you all so very, very much. Well, listen, listening audience, you have heard some great tools to use, because I believe, and I'm going to decree and declare, that you are willing on today. And because you are willing, you have no excuse. God is providing these events that are free of charge. Registration is free for stability as you move forward with the Apostolic Council. And also, God has provided an opportunity for you also to have another blessing on December 3rd and 4th, to be able to share in the Builders Conference that is also going to be on Zoom. So listen, these are blessings to help us to understand how vitally sure God is to make sure you get what you need in an hour such as this. If you heard Apostle Flowers, he said this, that God is equipping us to be able to build. Building is key for the kingdom. We are not to just go and just shout and just go and do what we do in the house of the Lord and leave out and there is no building. Building must take place. Souls must come in to the kingdom of God. And guess who's supposed to reach out, compel them to come in? That would be you and I, that we are willing and able to compel them to come in. Before we let you go, Apostle Robert, would you like to encourage the listening audience? Many people are going through so many things on today, through the pandemic and maybe in their health, or maybe there are other things that are going on. Would you encourage the listening audience before you leave?
Yes, I'd like to share a scripture with you that says God is the God of all comfort. And even in these challenging times that you're facing, the adversity, whatever it is you're facing, God has a way of comforting you. God has a way of assuring you that he's with you, that he hasn't forgotten you, that he loves you, that he's numbered the hairs on your head and inscribed you on the palm of his hand. So I would just like to encourage you to wrap into the comfort of God, get into God's arms, get into God's presence, and wrap yourself in his comfort, wrap yourself in his love, and just begin to feel his heartbeat towards you.
Hallelujah. What good news that is, because we all need comfort in an hour as now. Thank you so much for joining us on today. Again, our special guest has been Apostle Robert Flowers. He is the pastor of Center of Hope here in our local area. We want to also encourage you again, please listen and look up the information that is readily available for you for both of these events, that God be glorified, that he be lifted up and lifted high, just as Isaiah saw him in the temple. May God bless you on today. Give our love again to your beautiful wife, Prophetess Marletta Flowers, and we'll look forward to talking back with you real soon, as the Lord says to say.
Yes, thank you so much again, Pastor, for your service in the body of Christ.
God bless you. Well, listen, I know that we are moving ahead, and I want to share some information with you on today. We have many announcements on today, and I thank you, the community, for sharing your announcements with us. It is our good pleasure to read those announcements that the body and our communities may be filled to hear what is going on and things that they can partake in to help build them, strengthen them, or allow them an opportunity to serve. I'd like to first tell you, if you are going through something and you need resources that maybe your church locally cannot give, and there are opportunities for you to be able to be fulfilled in those areas, we want you to look to United Way in our area. It is 211. Please look up United Way. They have them across the country, and you can find what your numbers are by going to their website and their areas that they serve. Also, we have Urban League St. Louis. That is ulstl.org. ulstl.org. They are another resource base for our local communities, and we are honored to have them in our communities. They meet many, many needs in various ways. For information about what it is that they have, please look them up at ulstl.org. Now, I'd like to share with you, there are three events that I will be reading from this establishment, which will be held at 1425 Stein Road, S-T-E-I-N-R-D Road, and that's in Ferguson, 63135. I want to share with you the Hoodies for the Unhoused. It will be held on November 20th, 2021 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And there is a hoodie donation drop-off. A hoodie donation drop-off. I'm looking for a time here. It will be, again, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. And you can give them new or gently used hoodies. New or gently used hoodies. They're also accepting new hats. For more information, they would like for you, and you can also give a donation if you like. And you can cash up at the $HOMESTL/, and then it has the $15 equals a hoodie and one hat. So please, if the Lord has blessed you to be a blessing to others, please support the Hoodies for the Unhoused. There's a Thanksgiving with Home STL. They will be hosting a dinner on Thursday, November 25th, 2021, from noon until 1 p.m. And there is dinner delivery. There is from 2 to 4 p.m. dinner served. Again, the address for this will be 1425 Stein Road, Ferguson, Missouri, 63135. If you'd like to volunteer, you can contact wearehomestl@gmail.com. Again, it's wearehomestl@gmail.com. Also, what about me? Wait, what about me? There is a counseling, Haven of Light Christian Counseling and Collaboration, hallelujah, with STAR, S-T-A-R. They are hosting an event. The date will be November 20th, 2021. There will be the time of 9 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. The location will still be at St. Peter's United Church, 1433 Stein Road. One event will be downstairs, the other will be upstairs, so please govern yourselves accordingly. And there will be an approved clock for 2.5 hours. The cost will be $25. Listen, if God is leading you to these events, please govern yourselves accordingly, that God may bless you and keep you and be able to help you in that which you are willing to do. Lastly, we want you to know, if this is your birthday month, the month of November, the month we celebrate you and your birthday, whether your family or your friends or someone else has told you happy birthday, we want you to know we celebrate you here at Just For You and Elation Radio. We also want you to know maybe you didn't have a birthday this month. I do want to send a shout out to my nieces, Destiny and Keela, on their birthdays this month. And to all birthdays this month, I have Mr. Cash. He's a little fellow, but it's his birthday this month. And we want to say happy birthday to all of you listeners. If I don't have your name and your information, I wouldn't be able to send a shout out to you, but I'm going to send one out to you anyway. Happy, happy birthday. Now, there might be times when it's not your birthday, but you've achieved something great in the month. Let's say you've had a baby, or perhaps you've started school, or perhaps you started a business. Whatever your good news is, we celebrate you. We want you to know it is worth your willingness on today. And if it isn't that you started a business or perhaps had a baby or had a birthday, we still want you to know we love you. Sometimes it's on the opposite end. Maybe you're going through a crisis. Maybe things have happened in your life that you need to be strengthened and perhaps prayed for. We want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. It is so important when we go through to remember the scripture that Apostle Robert Flowers has given us, which is that he stated, God is a God of comfort. Would you remember that when you're going through, when your heart is broken, when it seems you don't know what to do, and many things are overtaking you? In this pandemic, in this season, in this time, there are many things that are ongoing that will break an individual down. Please, I'm asking that we take the time to pay attention to our neighbors. Pay attention to the seniors in your family and in your community. Pay attention to what's around. When people are doing things, this is a season where we've seen how people are becoming deadly. They get angry, they get frustrated, and then you know the next thing that is going on, they're ready to launch at you. They're ready to fight. Please be cautious in the grocery stores, shopping malls. Do not feel the need. I'm going to repeat myself. Do not feel the need to try to abruptly or angrily deal with someone, because we really don't know where their minds can be. And we have far too much tragedy that is on the news that some could be avoided if we learn to hold our peace, because people will try you. And their job, if they're working for the enemy, is to throw you off course. But by all means, take every precaution during this particular holiday season to be kind, to be loving, avoid stress, avoid people trying to cause you to become out of character. Do your best to be as calm and stress-free as possible, to be as calm and stress-free as possible. It's important, because it brings high blood pressure, all kinds of emotional problems. This is the day the Lord hath made. We all need to rejoice and be glad in it. Please remember that, and let's not allow the enemy in any way. I also want to encourage you. And if you have a dream, there's something the Lord has laid on your heart, we pray that you will bring that to the Lord and let him be able to lead and guide you in whatever it is that you are called to do. He's able to do it. He's more than capable of fulfilling the desires of our heart in him. He gave you the vision, he gave you the dream, and he's more than capable of leading you where you need to be. I also want to encourage you to stand firm on the word of God. Do not lose hope. Know that he's going to come through. He's not a God that will make a promise to you and then act as if he doesn't know who you are. Let me encourage you. If you feel God has been silent, it doesn't mean he's left you. It's in the quietness that we don't know what is going on, that we cling more to the word of God, that he may be glorified and lifted up. We may not understand everything, but trust in the Lord and be of good courage. I pray today has blessed you, encouraged your soul, and given you hope for such a time as this, from being willing and know it's worth it, to our special guest, Apostle Robert Flowers, sharing with you tools that can bring you to a place of joy and learning, to the announcements and all that we have that we share here at Just For You. We appreciate you. We don't take you for granted, taking the time to listen in, to come on, to be able to hear a word from the Lord. We appreciate you and we value you. Also, I ask that you will continually keep my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., and myself, Pastor Michelle Wyright, in your prayers, in our family, and all that we will have to do in the body of Christ and in life. It is needful that we have your prayers, because we know Where two or three are gathered, he is in the midst. So we thank you for taking time out of your schedules on today. We are going to pray out, trust God, and believe him for great and mighty things there are to come. I want you to be assured that when you pray, that he is listening. And if you're at the decision point of giving your life to the Lord, asking him to come in to restore you, or perhaps to rejuvenate you in the place that you're in, we're believing he is going to do it. Will you join me in prayer? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every listener. We thank you for our special guest. We thank you for our visionary and our founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. We thank you, oh God, for blessing each and every one of us to be able to hear your word and be able to expound upon the things that you speak to us, to give us hope when there is no hope, to give us joy when it seems like there's no joy to be found, to be able to give us help, because we all need to be helped. There's no one listening that cannot stand to have help. God, we say thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for taking time just to enlighten us, to help us to hear what it is that you need in this hour, for providing tools that can be used, that we can grow thereby. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our friends. Thank you for our enemies. Thank you, oh God, for every healing that is taking place right now, for all the souls that are coming into the body of Christ. We say thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift. We thank you, God, for every person in process. We thank you, God, that you love us, and you love us so much that you gave your life for us. We say thank you for the shed blood at the cross, the blood that covers us, the blood that is pleaded over our lives, our family lives, all connected to us, and over the blood, over the body of Christ, we say thank you. Thank you for everyone in the fivefold ministry. Thank you for every believer, oh God. Thank you for all that you are speaking into the ears of your people. Thank you, God, for every unspoken request. Whoa, God, I thank you that you hear and that you answer and that we can depend on you. When we can't call on anybody else, we can call on you, and we know that you will hear. God, would you help us to wait on you? Help us to wait on you, I say, and be of good courage, God. There are times when things seem like they're pressing and there's a deadline or there's a this or there's a that. Would you help the people of God? Help on today, God, for people to be still and know that you are God. We say thank you again for any and all things. Now we thank you, oh God, as ironic as it may seem, for our trials and tribulations, for the things that have pushed us closer to you, the things that have made us aware of what's around us, the things that have perfected you in our lives. God, we say for our trials on today that they didn't come to break us. They came to make us. Thank you, oh God, for our trials. Thank you for our enemies. God, now we pray for every enemy. You said, God, that when we pray that you will hear us. So we're not praying that you harm our enemies. We are praying, oh God, that you will come into their hearts, touch their minds, give them hope, give them what it is that they are lacking, that they would hurt and maim. God, would you do it today? Your word says, pray for those that despitefully misuse you. And then, oh God, you said, bless those that curse us. God, would you give the body of Christ a mindset of how to love even in the midst of pain, how to take on the character of our elder brother Jesus, the examples we saw him do, that we live by them and that you are pleased. Help on today, oh God. and we will thank you forevermore. Then, Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, every thought, every action, every deed that is not like you. Would you forgive us, O God? And we ask that as you forgive us, that we have the heart to forgive those that have hurt us. Lord, this is your doing. This is your way, and we want to please you. Thank you for every mind deciding to give their life to you, because we're claiming family to be saved this year, friends in our community, and all that we are believing for to come and be saved, that they will find you before it's too late. So, God, we say thank you for all things. We honor you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for my husband. Continue to touch his mind, his body, and his soul. Continue to bless him, God. Continue to do all that you're doing in and through our lives and in the ministry and all that we do for your glory. We will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I thank you so much for joining us in prayer, and I thank you and pray that those things that were spoken and prayed will affect you and touch you, and that you will be closer to God in the ways that he desires for you to be. Listen, one more announcement. On Mondays at the hour of 8:30 p.m. on Facebook, my husband, Donald Wright Jr., and myself will have Kingdom Wisdom Weekly, an obedient measure of God. We ask that you join us on Facebook at 8:30 on Mondays. And please, by all means, join us here on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Elation Radio, where we will have Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We thank you, Kimmy Kim, for your love and for your support, and as well as our Elation family and you, the listeners. If you'd like to contact me, you can contact me on Facebook. My name is Michelle with one L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook and LinkedIn. For Instagram, it's His Blessed Girl 7. His Blessed Girl 7. And if you care to reach us by email, you can email me at leadingwright@gmail.com. And the Wright is just as my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T. We thank you again for listening in, taking time to share. We love you. We're continually praying for you. We pray that God will bless your home and answer your prayers, that you will know he is real, not from what somebody told you, but because he's proven it to you yourself. Will you continually pray for us as we will be praying for you? May God bless you. May you have a beautiful rest of the week. Until we meet again, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. Thank you so much, and God bless. Until next time, if the Lord says the same, God bless you. Hallelujah.
I'm calling your name 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
'Cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it up and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing this song right now cause I need you, Lord.
Right now,
I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I get weak. But I'm calling. And I'm calling your name because I need you, Lord. Whoa, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, put your hands together. Anybody love the Lord? In the palm of your hand,
Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord. And I need you to rock me in the cradle of your own, Lord. Sometimes I'm down and I'm low. Sometimes I'm sick in my body, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Make it all